It's time for our weekly chat featuring arts and cultural activities with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald Leader. They tell us that on this weekend before Halloween, the University of Kentucky Theater Department is producing Little Shop of Horrors.
I think we all remember from other productions in the movie that starred Steve Martin and Rick Moranis. And
it's fun, too. It's
a lot of fun. I mean, you know, a man-eating Venus flytrap. What more do you want?
What's not fun about that?
But the UK theater is putting it on, led by a group of a couple of freshmen in leading roles. And Candace Chaney writes about them, and we've got a great video of them from Marcus Dorsey at lexco.com today. But both very excited to kind of have this really cool opportunity to make their entree into UK theater. One of them being a main puppeteer for the large Audrey 2 puppet, which is the aforementioned man-eating Venus flytrap. But UK is far from the only local theater troupe doing kind of spooky plays this weekend.
Well, in Danville, the Scarlet Cup Theater presents Mare Rider, M-A-R-E, and it's a play by Turkish writer Leyla Nazli, and it's the American premiere, and it's about a spirit that visits a woman who's in the hospital to give birth.
And I think the theater company is a project, I know Liz Orndorff is involved, who has written some shows. Death by Darkness is probably one of her signature shows, and is very active in the very active Danville theater scene.
And at Jenny Wiley Theater in Pikeville, it's The Addams Family. We're talking about another fun musical. And it's the performance there is with a New York cast. And that is going on Friday and Saturday.
I think sometimes we forget what great theater they're doing out at Jenny Wiley. They're really dedicated to bringing in, you know, really good actors and really good shows for that part of the Commonwealth.
And some more musical theater is Thriller, and that is Sunday, where you have everyone in costumes dancing to the music of Michael Jackson's Thriller, and huge crowds show up for that.
Every year, it's become a holiday season, a Halloween season tradition right down Main Street.
But, Rich, we also have some local bands putting together a big show Friday night.
It's right at the Manchester Music Hall. The Wooks are kind of heading up a show that, in some ways, through an organization called CanAid, is benefiting kids in Estill County, helping to raise some money to get them instruments at a few of the schools there. But it's going to be the Wooks and Town Mountain, who are very well known in this area and have a great relationship with the Wooks, and Newtown, which is a Lexington-based bluegrass band that's gaining increasing notoriety. So a really great night of music there that will benefit a great cause, and all setting us up for Halloween early next week.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald Leader and lexgo.com. You can find many listings of arts and cultural activities at the events calendar link at weku.fm. And if you have an event that you would like to publicize, please feel free to post it there when you go to the events calendar link at weku.fm.